I'm Heather Ford. I'm from South Africa. I've been working with Creative Commons in California, in fact, for the last 9 months. And I'm on my way back to South Africa to be working with South African partners on developing the licenses in South Africa. We have a saying in South Africa that goes like this. It's Ngumuntu, Ngubantu, Ngamuntu, which means basically a person is a person through other people. This is really indicative of the kind of spirit that there is in Creative Commons in South Africa, the kind of creativity that exists amongst Africans. So I'm really lucky and fortunate to be in a country where creativity is really a process where everyone is involved in the creative process, and where music is something that everyone makes together and is not something that an individual is doing. So I'm really lucky in that fact. I wanted to show you a website that we've been developing, but the URL is za.creativecommons.org if anyone wants to look. Basically, what we've done is we've changed the process slightly in that we wanted to see what creative works South Africans were developing so that we could showcase the kinds of works that people were developing under Creative Commons licenses and really see how the licenses will develop in the coming months. So we've actually got a directory of Creative Commons South Africa license content where people can showcase their work, add it to a directory in which people can search from. Hopefully what we'll see, and this is just hopefully now because as with a lot of the other projects, it's a really new project. Hopefully what we'll see is that the enormous creative and cultural talents in South Africa will be displayed in this kind of way. There's a great model called magnitude.com. It's a website based in the States where people, it's basically a small music label where small producers from around the world can showcase their work under the Magnitude license or under the Magnitude website. They use Creative Commons licenses to distribute the work, so it's free for everyone to download and share, but there is certain contracts that you enter into if you want to use the work for commercial purposes. So if you want to use the work in a website or in a movie, then you pay a small amount to the producers. So those are the kinds of models that we're really looking to. When people say, why do you want to do Creative Commons in Africa? Musicians need to be compensated for their work and they're poor enough as it is. We look to these kinds of models to see how relevant it is. There are currently quite a few people that are using Creative Commons licenses in South Africa at the moment, mainly around education. And we have a great partner called the Open Knowledge Network, which is an organization working throughout Africa in telecenters, which are community access points where people from a local village will come to a community access point where they can access the internet and they can talk about their local indigenous culture and stories. They can write recipes, local recipes, and they're going to be using Creative Commons licenses for the content that's generated. So it's a really exciting project. One thing I really wanted to say about Creative Commons as a process, as an international process, is that the wonderful thing about Creative Commons International is that anyone can get involved. You don't have to have a law degree or you don't have to have certain standing in your country. You really just have to have the will and the time to volunteer. And I just thank all the volunteers out there from international commons countries that are all dedicating their time towards this project. And if anyone else wants to get involved, that's a great thing. I always say that this is one of the wonderful things about American culture is that they have this amazing entrepreneurial spirit, and I think that's really carried through with Creative Commons in different countries, that if you want to get involved, you can, and Christiana is always really willing to hear from people who want to get involved. And the exciting thing about Africa is that everyone thought that no one would want to really get involved in Creative Commons, that it was something that wasn't relevant in Africa. And the couple of conferences that I've spoken in about Creative Commons in South Africa have initiated a number of people from African countries that want to really get involved. So that's really exciting for me, and I hope that in the future we can really see some great creative results from that. I think it'll be nice to hear some questions from everyone, so I'll stop there, and Christiana.